Welcome to the Fit Chicks Chat Podcast, where we talk all things fitness, nutrition, and wellness for women to help you live your healthiest and fiercest life inside and out. And now, your hosts, Laura Jackson and Amanda Quinn.
Hello, everybody.
And hi.
Welcome to today's episode of Fit Chicks Chat. My name's Laura Jackson.
And I'm Amanda Quinn.
And on today's podcast, we are celebrating our birthday. Ah. Happy birthday, dude.
I know. I can't believe it, Gabe.
So on September 8th, it is our 10th year anniversary. And, you know, people always say time goes by so fast, but then like you don't really almost remember how fast time goes by when until like a big milestone like this comes up again. It's like, I cannot believe it has been 10 years because I can still remember our very first, like the day we decided we were doing this, like it was yesterday.
I remember
our first boot camp. I remember like the nerves. I remember like our chicks even way back. It's just crazy. It's crazy.
I know. I still like, I remember so many things, but I mean, it's been such a huge part of our life, right? Like this is, it's literally, it took over my life completely for so many years. And it was like the only thing I focused on. So it's like, it's so easy to remember because it's like all of my memories are tied into our business in some way, shape or form, really.
Well, and that's the thing I find super cool is like watching our business evolve from the day we started. So for those who don't know, we started with our bootcamp classes, right? Mm-hmm. Like we just had our bootcamps that were in the Toronto and GTA area. And, you know, now we've evolved so much into retreats and DVDs. And then we went into now opening Fit Chicks Academy, where we're focusing on certifying and educating other women as fitness and nutrition coaches. Yeah. And then now we've got a new project that we have launching that we're not announcing yet. So it's kind of this like evolution too of what, also kind of interesting because it's always like what is going on with us, right? Like us personally you can see the changes.
Well, I was going to say, like, I think that one of the things that we have actually been able to do well is we've been able to evolve our business to the way we want our life to be. Right. And I think that that's one of the lessons that I always try to tell people, like when they're getting into entrepreneurship and they're getting into business is like, and you and I talk about this a lot, is like, okay, but you know, does what you are doing in your business reflect what you really want to be doing in your personal life? Cause like we used to talk about, guys, just so you know, like we used to talk about, like, remember when we talked about opening up a studio? We're like, okay, we're going to have a space.
Yeah.
And we had the vision of exactly what it would even look like. We're like, we're going to have like this area for chick feed and we're going to have our logo here and we're going to do this and that. Like we actually could see it.
And I still have, sorry to interrupt you, hold on. Yeah. I still have, I don't know if you remember, when we lived in the townhouse and we first started Fit Chicks and I went to like our den or one of those little stores that sells like keychains.
I bought
this little set of keychains that had a tiny little chick on it, this tiny little yellow fuzzy chick that was so cute. I gave one to you for house keys, one to me for house keys, and we saved one and I still have it. I still have it in my drawer. We saved one and said, this is going to be for our studio keychain.
Yeah.
And then that, you know, we pivoted and that never happened, but sorry. I was like,
but you never know. You never know what's going to happen in the future. And that's kind of my point. Like we had this idea of doing this studio. Like we were like, dude, and we visualized it and we saw it and we like basically like drew it out. Like this is what it's going to look like. And then you asked me this question. You're like, but do we really want to do this? Like, do we really want to have a studio space that we have to go to every day, that we have to like do all of these things? Like, is that really what we want? And we were like, no, we want to have freedom. We want to have like choice. We don't want to feel like we're tied to a certain area or a certain location or a certain city even at that point. So that's kind of how I think things that helped us evolve. And I think just anyone listening, like if you're starting a business or if you're even developing or if you have a business, make sure that what you're doing for your business is going to reflect what you want to do in your personal life.
Oh, completely. Yeah. Completely. And that's why I really want to talk about, not only to celebrate our birthday list, but this is not about us. This is about you guys who's listening and watching. This is something because we're launching our fitness and nutrition expert program later on this month. So this is our fall semester. It is crazy right now. We have students from all around the world getting geared up. It's a super exciting time for us.
Yeah.
But it's also a time, I love this time too, because we start to have a lot of really great conversations again and start to really realize what is blocking people. And I think one of the things that you and I do best is we're good communicators. So it's like, if I can in any way give somebody a little bit of advice from our struggles or the things that we've gone through, that's going to help them transition into the life that they want to create for themselves. Because that's what this is all about, guys, right? Like, it's about creating your dream life. When you open a business or when you are taking care of your health or whatever it is, it's all about creating the best you. So you have, you know what I mean, the best experience in this world.
Yeah.
And that's something that I think, you know, even just recently I sent out an email about an aha moment that I had. And just talking about the idea of, you know, there's nothing that's different about you and I opening Fit Chicks. And people always ask, you know, how have you guys been successful? Like, how have you been doing this for 10 years? There's nothing different about you and I than, you know, than Jane or than Lisa or than Fahad. Like, you know what I mean? There's nothing different between all of us. The only difference is that you and I took the chance. And that's something that, you know, we're on a mission is to get women unstuck, get them over these blocks, get them out of their heads and into taking action. Because in all reality, it's not that we're smarter or, you know, we're better at fitness or we're better at branding or all this stuff. It's just that we went for it and we realized what we don't know, we're either going to learn or we're going to find somebody who knows how to do it to help us.
Yeah. No, that's totally it. It's really just about like getting out of your own way. Like it's so many times we're just like, okay, this is what I really want in life. This is what I see for myself. This is what I choose. But then you stand in your own way with you allow your thoughts to project in your own life. Like your thoughts are like, but what if, like you play that what if game, like what if it doesn't,
what if people
see me as a failure? What if I run this class and nobody shows up? What if I do all these things? And you play this game in your head and it just is like, okay, forget it. This is a stupid idea. I'm not going to do it. Or you let outside people influence your decisions. They're telling you like, but what if this, or what if that, or you're crazy to leave your security and your job and all these things. So
a little note to everybody, there is no such thing as security anymore. There never really was. Security, there, we all have this false sense of security. You know what I mean? Like in our jobs and stuff. Sorry, keep going. I just got to grab my plug-in because my computer might die. Be right back.
No worries. No, but I was just saying, like, it's just, you know, we allow either, whether it's internal or outside people, to influence our decisions and to influence our choice of like, are we going to take action or not? And I think that's how we get in our way. We allow those things to impact us in such a big way that we just freeze. And we're like, you know what? No, like you become frozen in your life and you're like, no, I'm just going to stick to what I know. I'm going to stick to the plan and I'm just going to execute on this. And I think if we can get away from that, if we can step outside of that fear and just be like, no, I'm actually going to like this one time around this world that I have, I'm going to live my best life. As soon as you make that choice, everything will come into you. Like, I truly believe that like it presents itself as soon as you make that choice, as soon as you make that decision to like, no, this is what I'm doing. As soon as you open your eyes to it, you'll see possibility in front of you.
Well, and this is where I, you know, I want us to kind of share some of our learnings, because we're still learning and we're still on this journey and we're still, you know, trying to navigate through what we want to do and what our calling is, because like I said earlier, it switches. And I know that a lot of times too, before I'm going to ask you what was your biggest aha moments or what were some of your things during this journey that really stood out? But I think that a lot of times we're so afraid to pivot. We're so afraid to let go of what we said we wanted to do before because we changed our mind. Like for example, just say you went to school for nursing, let's say, and you put in all of these years and all of this effort and you started this career and then you realize 10 years into it, and some people love nursing and that's great, but just say 10 years into it, you realize, oh my God, I really want to open up, you know, a yoga studio. That's what I want to do. Like that's, I love yoga so much. You feel drained going to work, but then there's this fear that you're like, no, but I said I want to be a nurse. I put in all this work. I've put in all this education, time, money. And then this keeps you stuck from shifting gears, right? Mm-hmm. And it's just, you know, and even for us within our business over the time, we started as bootcamp. And, you know, as we're shifting more into the online space and loving this online space because we're able to reach so many more women, and help them on their journeys and start that building businesses they love too. it's like, even for us, you know, shifting from the in-person, I remember when we let go of our classes. So we used to teach, you know, 4 nights a week.
Yeah.
And when we made that decision, it was like literally like slowly ripping off. We're like, rip off the Band-Aid, and we're just like slowly doing it. Cause we,
yeah, I was like, okay, I'll teach 2 nights and then I'll do this.
Yeah.
And then,
because we didn't want to say, oh, we're not instructors anymore. And then we felt like there was a weird,
but it's crazy to think that like when we made that decision, when we actually finally was like, nope, I'm not teaching. Think about that, like the shift of your energy that happened. I know for me, not to sound all like hippy dip, like for me, the shift in terms of my energy, not because I didn't love my classes, not because I didn't love the ladies I work with. I still am in communication with a lot of them one-on-one just because I developed such amazing relationships with them and amazing communities in my classes. But it's the shift because then I was able to put my focus elsewhere. That the shift because then I was able to actually like have some evenings back with my husband and stuff like that. Like those things, it shifted my life in such a big way. And it felt like, okay, like I finally made that decision. Like when you actually stand in your decision, you stand in that moment and say like, okay, this is right for me. I think there's a big energy change.
Well, and also there's a lot, you know, when we start to let go of things, when we free up space, sorry, I'm like tilting my camera here. When we free up space, like that's the other thing too. You know, a lot of times we want to welcome in these new things in our life, but we're not freeing up the space to allow them to come in. And, yeah. You know, even for us, we wanted to shift into this other, you know, building Fit Chicks Academy, but we were at capacity. Like there was no space we have to even allow that to grow and allow that to happen. Mm-hmm. So, you know,
and that accounts, and sorry, but that accounts also for not just like business guys, but like also like relationships, mm-hmm. Like with money, like with anything that you're like, if you are holding tight on something and you won't open up, you'll never have space to like open up for other possibilities.
And one of our coaches, you know, because of course we have coaches too. Every coach has a coach.
Yeah.
One of our coaches talks a lot about one of the things when it comes to opening your own business and, you know, and being an entrepreneur is you need to make sure you're reducing the amount of pressure and noise in your life. So it's, you know, trying to, and a lot of times letting go of things are just as important as the things that you start to take on. So it's like freeing up that energy, reducing the things in your life that are causing you, if they're not fueling you, then get rid of them or, you know,
exactly.
Pass them off for somebody else to do. Mm-hmm. Okay. But that's what I want to ask. So for you over the last 10 years, what has been the biggest shift for you? So when we first started, like what for you has been the biggest thing that you feel like you have grown or you have changed or that you would give advice to someone else, like that you were like, whoa, I wish I would have known this then.
Okay. That's a big question. I got to think about it. Why don't you share yours and I'll think about mine.
Well, I think I've got like a lot of things.
Yeah, I do. I have a lot. I'm just trying to think of the biggest one. Like if you're saying the biggest thing, like.
I think number one for me is that you have to surround yourself with like-minded people. And I know this sounds like so kind of cliche and people always say it, but it literally is the key between your success and your failure. So mm-hmm. like, you know, especially when you're going into business, but it's the same thing again, anything in life. If you're going into a health transformation and you're hanging out with people who, you know, want to eat
McDonald's. Don't support it. Or they just don't support you. Yeah. They try to sabotage.
But they want to eat McDonald's for breakfast, lunch, dinner, or they think you're being dramatic because you're saying no to something. Like you need to be around people who believe what you believe. And also, and not just around like-minded people who are your peers, but also mentors who think similarly to you or who are doing what you want to do. Because I know even for us, that was something for a very long time, you and I were kind of in our own little bubble and it like, luckily we had each other, but there was a point where we couldn't grow any further as just you and I. We needed, cause you and I were never into the networking thing. And you know what I mean? Like we kind of had weird feelings about it. And, you know, we never had coaches and stuff like that. And when we started to open ourselves up, especially when we got into the internet marketing and internet world, this is an area that we didn't know. We had to learn too. Like,
you're
hearing this and thinking, whoa, these girls are doing all stuff online. Like, we had no idea what we were doing. We had to teach ourselves.
I still have to learn things all the time. I'm still like, I'm such a like, oh, I'm so not tech savvy. So like it, I don't know why, like I should be okay. Like, but I just find like, I know how to use the programs I need to know how to use. Does that make sense? So it's like anything I need to know, I know how to do, but anything outside of that realm of like, if you ask me like, okay, like in Zoom, like, but how do you do this? I'm like, I gotta research it. I have no idea. I only know the things that I need to know. That's okay with me though.
Well, and the thing is,
because I keep learning and growing as I need.
Well, and tech is changing all the time. And also it's not even about the actual systems. The systems are the small piece. It's learning the strategy and learning, you know what I mean? Like all that stuff. But I think that, you know, even when you have, so for us, we, like I said, we stayed in our little bubble for a long period of time.
Yeah.
And it was almost just like, it was more effort to go out and meet other people. But then when I started, you know, when we started going to more events and when we found our coaches and we found our tribe of people who were doing what we were doing, it's like, as soon as I'm around them, it's like, I see the shift in our business too.
Yeah.
Like I see the shift once, you know, we've been with our coaches, because not only is it just their, you know, the energy changes, but it's just, you feel inspired in a different way. You feel like people understand you because they're speaking your language.
Yeah.
And so,
and
I just,
a different perspective too, that they share. Totally. Like oftentimes, like if you're developing that relationship where you're having constant communication, or even just like, whether it's monthly, whatever, if you have that communication with somebody outside your business, they're looking at it from a very different perspective always. Like they're looking at it usually from like a consumer perspective, how a consumer would see it. Whereas you're looking at it from the inside out, and you're so attached to like your vision and what it is that you're creating that sometimes you don't see all these other outside opportunities.
Well, and you're so attached too, to like your speak, and you think, oh, I do this every day inside and out. Like, am I repeating myself? Am I repeating myself? But when the outside world is their first time hearing stuff, it's different. But I just think that's one of my biggest, like, if somebody's listening to this and they're starting a business, especially in fitness, don't stay in your bubble. Start finding groups, start finding people, especially on the business side, because it's one thing to teach fitness. The other thing is to run the business side of it. So find, even if it's
Facebook groups.
You know, we have an online Facebook group called Building Your Online Business. If you search for Fit Chicks Academy, Build Your Online Business, you'll find it. Mm-hmm. It's helping women from around the world just, you know, sharing and growing and talking about how to build your online businesses. But get on that right away. And then find, you know, coaching and things like that, because it will make you grow so much faster. And I guess too, that's my biggest regret, is I wish we would have done that earlier, because I feel like even at 10 years, even though we are where we're supposed to be, I feel like we would have been way further ahead.
Right. I don't have a regret with that though, because I feel like I feel okay with the idea that like it's a lesson that we're learning now, right? Like that we're learning later in business, but we were able to develop and create what we wanted to create throughout the years. So I'm so content with where we're at. So I guess I don't really have that kind of regret myself.
Well, what would be your regret then?
Well, wait, I have my other, other things.
I was right.
Let me answer the other question first. Jeez. No. Okay. So I actually have two big things that I would suggest that people do. So the first thing would be to just take action. This is how Laura and I balance each other really well. I'm all about like taking action immediately. Like just like jump in, take action. Don't pause. Just don't be fearful of what the outcome is. Just take the action. And you're very analytical. You like to like make sure that every single thing is in line before you take action.
I'm the strategy queen.
But I think that if you sit there and you go over things in detail and you constantly are sitting there being like, okay, but what do I do next? And what do I do? And like, oh, is this perfect? Is this right? And everything. If you spend so much time just doing all that detail, you'll never take action. So you got to take action. You got to put it out there. And then if it doesn't work, be okay with that and know that that's just feedback for you to know that there's something that has to be shifted. And then you just look at all of the pieces and figure out what piece needs to be changed. So that's definitely my first thing, is like start taking action as soon as you can and don't wait around to like perfect everything. And my second thing would be don't be afraid to invest in yourself and in your business. I think that a lot of times when people get into, and I don't even just mean financially, like I mean like invest in your education. Like if you are someone who needs a coach, like if you need a coach, invest in it. If you feel like you're stuck in your business, invest in a coach. If you feel like you have a lot of clients asking you questions you don't know the answers to, find a course and take that course. Get certified in the area that you feel your niche needs from you, they need answers from. Like don't be afraid to invest, because all you're going to do is help catapult your business to the next level by educating yourself further, or getting a coach that will help you think outside of the box, or like, even just investing, if you're just investing in like a new web design, because maybe you built one, but it's not that great. And then you hire someone to do it because you know that that's not your expertise. Don't be afraid to invest the money in those things. Those would be my main two things.
No, but it's so, like, we talk a lot in our fitness nutrition expert program and our holistic nutrition weight loss expert program about the idea of mastering your craft. And yeah. I remember I met this girl who actually works for, well, she's a holistic nutritionist and she works for another big business coach. And she was saying to me, she's like, the one thing I have always loved about you is, she's like, you are always trying to master your craft. Like, you, it doesn't stop. And that's the thing, is that this life is about growth and it's about learning and it's about continually, like, no one, nothing stays still, right? Nothing lasts forever. Nothing stays still. We're always moving.
Yeah.
And I just think a lot of people, they think, okay, I did this certification. I'm a personal trainer. I don't need to do anything else.
Right.
But that's not the way it works, right?
Like, yeah,
you need to invest in mastering your craft, because it's, if that's your calling, you've got to be, the mastery is where we're all trying to get to, right? It's like that, what's the Karate Kid? But the Karate Kid thing. So it's like, you know, you're always, you've got to make sure that you're in a place. And that's why it's so important, like I said before, about finding a community of like-minded people. Because if you find a community that you can grow with, like with our F&E students, like, we have a community that once you sign up, you're a part of it and you never leave. So we still have active students in here from 2 years ago who are sharing and growing and asking questions and taking new courses. And we're all on this journey at different places, right?
Of course.
So I just think it's so important to keep on that, keep that in the forefront of your mind of, like you said, like, don't let it hold you back, but you need to keep on investing in yourself to master your craft, because
yeah,
that's how you are going to eventually create what you want in your life.
Mm-hmm.
So what has been your biggest regret?
I think my biggest regret would actually be not investing in bringing on outside help. Like, I think, because I feel as though with our business model, we always would like pile work. Like, we always laugh, like you and I, that like we look at our to-do list and we're like, why do we create so much work for ourselves? Because it's like crazy how much stuff and projects and stuff we have going on. But I think one of my biggest regrets would be that we didn't bring on a team early enough, or us, like the right, like we weren't finding people to come and support us when we needed the support. Like, even with coaches, we waited too long, not too long, but I think we waited till we got to a point where we felt like almost like, okay, it's now or never kind of thing. And I don't think that that's necessary. Like, I wish that we would have taken on coaches earlier in our career, earlier in our business. I wish that we would have maybe brought on some more employees to support us in different ways. I feel like that's kind of, because I know that like for us, we're trying to do everything, but we also know, and I think we're a lot more clear now, like we know there's certain areas that we're not experts in. Like, it's just, and we're learning and we're growing in it and we're like getting better at it, but it doesn't mean that that's like my expertise. And so now we know that, and we hire people to do it, which I think has benefited. It's shown in our business. It has actually shown how, like, even from a sales point of view, how much more our sales have increased when we've brought on people to like support our Facebook ad strategy and stuff like that. So,
well, and the one thing
that would be kind of, I don't even like using the word regret though. I feel like it's just more of like,
well, I think it's one of things,
a lesson that like, yeah. I wish we would have paid attention to it earlier.
It's like, if you were to go back and tell your beginning business self,
yeah,
what, you know what I mean? Like, what would
get a team in place.
But even, I think this is another thing. And again, one of our coaches was talking about this and I was like, oh my God, this is so me, because entrepreneurs hate managing people. They hate it. That's the reason why we become entrepreneurs. So a lot of times this mindset becomes, okay, it's easier for me to do it than it is to manage another human being to do it.
Right? Yeah.
And the problem is that, like, that's why there's so many options now for getting virtual consultants and all these things. And when you find good people, treat them well and make sure that you can keep them. But it's one of these things that, like, I know for me, I hate managing people. It's not my forte. I don't want to do it. I love coaching and inspiring and, you know what I mean, mentoring, but I am not about managing tasks and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So
no, neither am I.
So that's why I think
we're both not that person at all.
Yeah. And, but in today's world, you don't need that. And most people, you know, there's still this concept that you need to have this big team to run a business. You guys have to understand, Amanda and I have built, you know, the business that we have. And most of the time it's just been the two of us.
Yeah.
And a lot of the times, you know, we now have a full-time programs manager, but everything else we have is contracted. We have contractors mm-hmm. who we hire at specific times for specific things. And, but the one thing I think too, when you were saying about bringing on a team, I think one of the things too that I would give anyone a piece of advice that I've learned over the last 10 years is to focus on one thing. And this is the reason why we're like, oh my God, we're so exhausted. Our to-do list is so big, blah, blah, blah. Because we are trying to run 6 projects at once. Don't do it, guys. Don't do it.
Like, don't follow our plans because we still do it to ourselves.
And we just say, oh, this will just be like, it won't be that big of a deal. We'll just launch this. And then it doesn't work to the level we want because it can't have the focus it deserves or, you know what I mean? Or we're run down feeling this. So it's like, pick one project and like put the blinders on and don't let yourself get distracted until that project is where you want it to be. So if you're launching, let's say like an 8-week boot camp, make sure like once you've got your 10, 20 women in that class or men in that class and you have that consistently and you know what I mean? Like then see what else if you're going to add that in, but don't suddenly launch 8-week boot camp and you have 3 people and then you're like, okay, well now I want to do an online program.
Or
and
I want to run a second class.
Yeah. Now I'm going to do this. And because we have this idea that more is better and that's the way it is always with calories, the way it is with exercise. we always think more is better. No, focus is better. So that's something too, that I'm still struggling with. I know you're still struggling with and we're working on, but it's diving in that focus and not letting the idea theory take over.
I think we're good with dialing in the focus, but I think we're really bad with like not jumping ahead of ourselves with our ideas. Cause like we have just so many things that we want to accomplish and we have so many, and I think, and we have so many things that we just like are wanting to create and build and like ideas that are coming up that we're like, oh my gosh, I know that this would be such a good addition to our academy or whatever. And so we just start building it. And I mean, we're fortunate that a lot of our business I find is kind of like operating a little bit more seamlessly now. So we can start focusing on new projects, but like if it's not at that place, don't do it. Yeah. Cause it'll just split your attention and then it's just going to split your profits. You're literally going to probably end up making the same amount of money and the same amount of impact if you're running 10 things versus if you're running one thing.
Yeah.
If your attention is split and the one thing wasn't running really well. So yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, I think we're going to wrap this up. So to everybody out there, thank you guys so much for being a part of our journey for the last 10 years. Like literally, I feel so grateful and so blessed because...
Yeah, we're so honored. Yes.
Well, and we couldn't be here without people who are supporting us and people who are a part of our Fit Chicks world. And literally 10 years ago, I was working a corporate job. You were working a corporate job. You know, I was exhausted. I was overweight. I was highly anxious. And now I have a life that I absolutely love. And I get to work with amazing women around the world. I get to talk about what I love all day long. And for that, I am forever grateful. And I just hope everyone out there knows too that our goal here is to serve you guys. So whatever you need help with, please leave it in the comments. Email us at info@fitchicks.ca. We love having topics we can help share with you guys that are going to make your lives easier, better, healthier. We don't want to develop any more programs right now. But if you need help with something, we'll put it into the back burner of programs we'll develop down the road. But I've just felt so, and also to you, Amanda, I've loved, obviously, like, who doesn't want to build a business with their best friend? Like, how sweet is that?
I know. I actually get very emotional lately. I don't know why it's wrong.
You know what's so weird? Me too. And I'm like, is it because I'm like, you know, almost like I'm turning 39, it's getting close to 40, but like, I cry like a maniac.
I'm like, I love you too. And I'm so grateful. No, like we met in science class when we were in grade 9. And to this day, we have been best friends. We have stood beside each other through every single part of our life. And then this.
Don't make me cry.
This business has been this massive, amazing journey and road. And we've been able to like create our best lives together. And it's like, it's mind blowing to me how like I don't know, just like how honored I feel to be a part of this with you.
Now my eyes are getting even redder and I already have an eye infection.
Like, oh gosh.
But that's
I can't do the ugly cry.
No, but this is where, you know, if anything that we can give you guys too is a little bit of inspiration, because we created this out of nothing. It came from an idea.
From our brains. Yeah, in our living room.
In our living room. From it home. Came from a conversation that could have been a conversation that we put on the back burner and never visited again. But that is why my biggest piece of advice is just go for it. There is no difference between you and us other than the fact is we just tried. So please, 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 we have one time around this amazing world. It is so short. It is so short. It's going to go by in a blink. So do the things you want to do, create what you want to create, and just make sure that you do it with positivity and, of course, a little chick power.
just follow your heart. Do it with whatever lights you up, follow that path, okay?
Yeah.
Because there's no reason not to. Before we go, though, Laura, I'm going to put you on the spot right now. I just have a quick question for you.
Ooh.
I emailed you and I haven't heard back, and I sent you a text and I still haven't heard back. So I think
you're
the questions. So I'm putting you on camera to ask you right now. So as part of our 10-year anniversary, I've decided that I'm getting a tattoo. Now you don't have to, but you haven't responded to me. So I just need to know. Guys, I feel like it's like weird. Like I'm totally like, I only have one tattoo that I got when I was like 15 and it's like weird on my
body. You got it with me.
Yeah, exactly. We got it together when we were taking study break from like our science study class or something. And like, I feel like 10 years is something to celebrate, to commemorate. And it's, and Fit Chicks and our Fit Chicks Academy is, it's my other baby. Like I've got Maddie and then I have this other baby that like I love and cherish so much. And I just, for me, it's like this way of like commemorating it. I don't know. I just want to do it. So I'm putting you on the spot. Are you doing it? Are we going to go on September 8th together and get, I already have an appointment booked.
First of all, I can't do it on the 8th anyways, because I'm going to RuPaul's Drag Race.
Oh, okay.
Secondly, which is one of my other...
Oh, we could do it. We could do it on the 9th.
I'm still thinking about it. Only reason being is that I'm like, I already have two tattoos that I don't like that I need to
I know,
get.
But this would actually... Yeah, but those were weird ones. This will actually be a beautiful one.
Okay,
represents something you love.
I know, but I need to see the sketches first. I know. If anyone, like, little side note, one of my tattoos is a mushroom, because I wanted a butterfly with a mushroom, like it was a butterfly sitting on a mushroom, but I couldn't afford both. So why I didn't pick the butterfly, I don't know. I just picked the mushroom. It's like
I'll send you the sketches. They're beautiful. It's like super cool. So guys, you'll have to make sure that you check our Instagram page after. Well, we'll do a live. If Laura comes, we'll do a live and I'll do a live by myself. Come on, we've done everything together.
Okay, guys, so with that, we're going to wrap this up. Of course, if you want more information about our upcoming programs, we have our Fitness and Nutrition Expert program starting September 26th. You can join us. It's a 12-week journey. You're going to get certified in fitness, nutrition, wellness, and we also teach you how to open your own amazing fitness business with all of our learnings, too. And then we have our Holistic Nutrition Weight Loss Expert program starting October 16th. So our fall session is coming up. So check it out at fitchicksacademy.com. And of course, if you have, like I said earlier, please leave us any comments, any questions. We want to make sure that we're talking about topics that help you guys. And if this podcast helps anybody that you know who's thinking about business, please make sure to share it with them or share this
video.
Spread
the love. Yes.
Spread the love. Oh, and... Oh, it's 10 years. If you want to leave us a review too, we would love for a little bit of feedback.
Yeah.
So happy birthday, dude. And thank you.
Yeah, happy birthday.
Thank you guys again so much for being on this journey with us. We couldn't do it without you.
Okay. Bye, everyone. Okay,
bye.
Thanks for listening to the Fit Chicks Chat Podcast. Want more healthy love? Visit www.fitchicks.com for amazing resources, free workouts, recipes, tips, and so much more to help you live your healthiest and fiercest life, inside and out.